Hey Shepherd, welcome back to Digital Worship. I'm Pastor John Carolus, and it's great to be with you as we continue in our series, Let's Talk Witness, sharing our faith as Easter people. What does it mean to be characterized by the reality that Jesus is alive, the tomb is empty, and the Spirit is at work in the hearts of believers and members of the Christian family all over the world? Last week, we heard from the beginning of the first chapter in 1 John, a letter to the early church, really almost a sermon delivered to early Christians who are battling a world full of opposition as they try to grow in their faith. What does it mean to be a visible Christian? What does it mean to communicate to people through your lifestyle, the choices you make, the things that you do, that God is known by you, that God is intimately connected as part of your life, and He is really ordering everything that you do by your obedience to Him, not because you're compelled to do it, not because you must do it in order to stand on His good side, but because through the work of His Son, Jesus, you are overwhelmed by His love and in a grateful response and courageous response to what He has done for you. We live according to His instructions. Today, we'll be taking another step in witness, looking at it from another angle. What does it mean to be transparent with people about what God has done in my life and also what He's doing in my life? Rather than treating ourselves as some finished project that can be an example for others to follow in the footsteps of, what does it mean to simply be a companion in life's journey with someone, recognizing that just as much as we think God might need to work on them, He is working on us as well? So we'll be taking another look at 1 John, this time from chapter 3, and listen to these verses, and then we'll pick out a couple of details we want to focus on today. See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children, because they don't know Him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but He has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is. And all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure, just as He is pure. Everyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of God. And you know that Jesus came to take away our sins, and there is no sin in Him. Anyone who continues to live in Him will not sin, but anyone who keeps on sinning does not know Him or understand who He is. Dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. When people do what is right, it shows that they are righteous, even as Christ is righteous. So we get a little bit of a more intense picture of what it means to follow Jesus and what it means for people to see us follow Jesus in these verses. The one phrase in there in the opening line that I really want to emphasize is, the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him. And that really is what is in our crosshairs as we consider sharing our faith with others. We are talking about what it means to communicate the great hope that we have, the love that we experience from God with people that don't yet know who He is, don't yet have a relationship with Jesus, maybe haven't even considered that God is a real person. And then as we go through the rest of that section of this passage in Scripture, we realize that it paints this picture of a dynamic relationship with God's work in our lives, because the standard that God sets for His children is perfection. And yet, as we heard last week, anyone who says he is without sin deceives himself. That is, each one of us struggles with the reality that we are called to live in perfection, but we are still corrupted by this sickness that is within us, this infection that is within us that not only causes us to be a recipient of evil or sin in the world, but also a participant in it. And so the question we need to ask ourselves when we consider what it means to share God's truth with someone in the midst of that reality within us is, what is God doing to me? Sometimes as Christians, we talk about how important it is to know your testimony. And I am not minimizing that importance. In fact, it's really helpful and valuable to know a short version of what it means, a sort of elevator speech, elevator pitch of what it means that God has been a part of your life. What has He done to you? What has He opened your eyes up to? How has He transformed you? But then it's important to also have the follow-up to that conversation. And what is He doing in your life right now? Sometimes we imagine that as Christians, we've simply got it all figured out. And if anyone that is outside of our circles would just be reasonable enough, they would also understand and accept the truth that we know that Jesus loves them, that God is changing their life, that they should be living better, that they should be more obedient in their choices, in their words, and in their lifestyle. But sometimes when we get too caught up in that mindset, we forget that we are really in the same boat as them, except that we have a connection with God. And therefore, all of the struggles we walk through, all of the poor decisions that we make, all of the things that we could have done better, we have in the context of, and there's a place where God is pressing on me. There's a place where God is continuing to mold me. There's a place where God is working better obedience within me. When we can level with someone and share that we are not perfect, and that's why we have this relationship with God, that opens the door for us to walk with somebody in their discovery of the gospel as well. The critical question that we need to ask ourselves is, how can I transparently share that God is working on me as well? And it's simply an invitation on my part for you, as someone who doesn't know God, to experience what it means for Him to walk with you in the midst of the things that cause us concern, in the midst of the things that we want to be better at, in the midst of the things that we want to grow in. That's what a relationship with God does. It's constantly changing and molding and transforming us into somebody that's more like Jesus. And there's an interesting kind of common ground that you can find when we consider this idea of sharing our faith with others. When we talk about witness, what do you think of Jesus objectively? What do you think of the things that He had to say? What do you think of His teachings, of His model of living, the way that He treated women, the way that He spoke with His disciples, the way that He interacted with those that were opposed to Him? Most of the time, especially in our Western modern context, the attitude toward Jesus is relatively positive. Well, He seems like a kind person who lifted up women, who was respectful toward those who were walking alongside Him, those who accepted His teaching, who even was clever but honest in the midst of His interactions with the opposition. He was somebody that preached love, that healed sicknesses, that performed miracles, that had profound wisdom to share. Everybody likes Jesus, but when we can help open up someone's eyes to the work that He is doing on our hearts, what He is working to shift and shape and make more like Him in our lives, then maybe that opens the door for them to consider whether He might be or would soon be working on their lives as well. The Christian walk is not a finish line. Faith is not a finish line. It is really the survival kit. It is the nourishment. It is the mode of being. It is the mindset of someone who has been changed by God, who is walking in His kingdom. Sometimes we get the idea that faith is just something we can put on a piece of paper and slide it over and have it signed like a contract, a one-time deal. One simple confession, one simple proclamation. But instead, we need to realize that faith is a dynamic, lifelong, daily journey. It's dynamic. It's ever-changing. It's constantly engaging with us. Each day we wake up and we say, God, help me to put to death those old ways, those selfish ways, those corrupt ways, and shape me into someone that's more gentle, that's more humble, that's more faithful, that's more kind. Make me more like You. Give me a boldness to address those issues within my heart, and also a courage to walk more like You despite what the world may think, because they don't yet know God. And remember, that's our number one focus here in this series. Given that the world doesn't know who God is and many of the people in our lives don't have a deep connection with Him, how can I display what He is doing in my life in such a way that it would be invitational, that it would be kind, gentle, and open to someone maybe walking alongside me and considering what God is doing in their heart as well? 1 John is full of encouragements to an early church. It's full of wonderful admonishments and exhortations, full of wonderful instructions as you consider what it means to be a Christian and to be a Christian in today's day and age where oftentimes the social narrative is more negative toward us. I hope that as we continue to walk through these verses together, God would keep you and bless you in it, close to His heart, that your faith would continue to grow stronger, and that you would be given courage and boldness to share that faith and hope you have with others, whether it be silently through your lifestyle or even verbally through the things that God is doing in your life.